Hallelujah. I'm ready to give you the word this morning. And I tell you, I'm hoping that this will help you. I know it's helping me step by step. It's a step program in working with the Lord. And each of us are working with the Lord. It's a step by step. Sure, we may mess up. Sure, we may do something wrong. But we know we got the word and we can go to the word and just move forward. And not let the devil take us down and make us feel like we ain't worth 2 cents. Hallelujah. But the title today would be The Sin Unto Death. I want you to turn to 1 John 5:16. John 1:16. Praise the Lord. And it says, if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. The scripture doesn't say don't pray for the man, right? It says, don't pray for the sin. You see what I'm saying? And you know, if you see a person who sins, a sin not unto death, you can pray for the person and get condemnation off of him or her. You know, what is that condemnation? That's to find someone guilty and sentence them to punishment. But we don't pray for their sin. We pray for the person. And if you see a person who sins a sin not unto death, you can pray for that person and get condemnation off of them. And that's, you know, to find someone, you know, they're guilty, as we said. And, you know, it takes a lot of people out of church because they feel guilty for something. And did you know that condemnation does what it does to an individual? Now, you think about it. We've all probably gone through it some kind of way or another in our life. And, you know, it makes him run from God instead of to God. You probably know a lot of people. You probably just say, well, yep, and now I know what you're talking about. But they run from God instead of to him. And the devil is the one who brings condemnation. And he wants you to think God is mad at you. When you do something wrong, you think God, oh no, God will never forgive me for that. God will never do that. God, you know, I really, 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 really messed up. Well, the whole church, everybody in the church is messed up. We all were messed up at one time or another, right? But thank God for his love and his mercy and his grace that we're not that old person anymore. At least we shouldn't be. We should be away from that old self that we were before, because we know God has opened up the door for us. And the devil wants God he wants us to think God is mad at us. God don't get mad at you. You're a child of God because you know what the word says. And I'm going to tell you in just a little bit what it says if you don't know. And, you know, the scripture says that you can pray for an individual and get that condemnation off of them so that they will turn to God. You can pray for that. How you know that? Well, I want you to turn to 2 Timothy 2:26. 2 Timothy 2:26. You ever seen a little cartoon of Bugs Bunny or whatever, and he picks up the duck and he slaps him and makes him come to his senses? Well, look at this scripture right here. 2 Timothy 2:26. Then they will come to their, what? Senses and escape from the devil's trap. Did you know that you're in a trap when you obey what the devil tells you? You're in the devil's trap. They will come to their senses. It's like, come to your senses. Wake up. Come to your senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. The devil, you've been held captive. And you know, it's so easy to get back off in there and be held captive of the devil. The devil wants to keep you captive. Hallelujah. But you understand what I'm saying here. But if he sins the sin unto death, and what, you know, I got to thinking. I said, now what is the sin unto death? Now think about it. It says, really, I think this is what it says. Those who by a deliberate, self-willed, and conscious decision to have decided to reject God and his ways. But that'd be tough to get back from. Did you hear what I said? Sin unto death. Those who by a deliberate, self-willed, and conscious decision have decided to reject God and his ways. Think about that. You may know some people like that. To reject God. What does God tell us to do? In his word. He tells us to love one another, right? He tells us to love. He tells us to not forsake the fellowship assembly, right? He tells us that. Don't do it. It's a lot of things in his word that he tells us he would like for us to do. And it's our choice to obey him or deliberately stay away from God's house. You see what I'm saying? It's plain and simple, but we don't want to be rejected by God by not following his plan. Now, we are his children, right? And you know, I want you to think about this, that sin unto death, it talks about that they don't pray, that we don't pray for the sin because you cannot get condemnation off of a person. But you pray for that person to come to their senses. And I'm convinced by studying the Word that what the Word tells us in the Scriptures, that a sin unto death is unforgiveness. Think about that. How many people have has all kind of stomach problems, has all kind of medical problems, has all kind of stuff, you know, constantly going on in their life, constantly. It's a lot of it is because of unforgiveness. You know, we can't fulfill God's plan when we're carrying a bag full of unforgiveness. Get rid of it. And I'm going to show you a way that we can get rid of it. And you know, I want to show you how we can do that. We often quote, this is one that we always say, we often quote Mark 11, 23 and 24. But let's go two verses a little bit further from there. Because a lot of times we get stuck on one. This is one I'm standing on, this one right here. This is it. Well, let's go to Mark 11, 25 and 26. 25 and 26. And he says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you of your trespasses. Wow. Verse 26. But if you do not forgive, I'll say that one again. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Kind of plain and simple, isn't it? Hallelujah. But Jesus said the Father will not forgive you if you do not forgive others, and he will not forgive you because he can't, because why? It's in his word. See, a lot of times we think, well, he'll slide by on this one. Nope, God ain't sliding by on nothing. He done slid by on us so much to where, I mean, think about it, Jesus did on the cross for us. He died, shed his blood for us, and we spit in God's face. Think about what our actions, the things that we do in our life, things that we do against the Word of God, things we do against other people, the unforgiveness in our heart. I mean, it's a list mile long. And you know, we got a lot of things to be thankful for what Jesus did on the cross. He has set us free. He has given us the victory. Why? Because of his shed blood over for us. And we should show him the respect of what he did for us. Think of it. It's a long, It's a long story if you start reading all about the way Jesus came and died for me. And you can make it personal. He died for you. If you don't feel personal about it, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, but to me, it's personal. He died for me. He shed his blood so that I can be free, that I don't have to live the way I used to live. I don't do the same things I used to do. You see what I'm saying? That the sin of unforgiveness is the most devastating sin any individual can get involved in. Why is that? Because it is a continuing sin. Continuously on and on and on. It's a sin that continues. We got to keep, not having unforgiveness in our hearts. And you know, a lot of times you just don't want to do it because I've heard people say this to me. You just don't know what they did to me. It don't matter what they did to you. God says to forgive them. And that's hard. I don't know about you. We went through a dry spell with a lot of forgiving we had to do. But I tell you what, once we got through that, it made it, the next time made it a whole lot easier. And that ain't going to be the last time we go through something. Man, we're going to have to still forgive whoever it was, whoever comes against you. Because God's word said it, and I'm going to follow his word. Because I want to show God that I love him, and I want him to show he shows his love back. But I want to show him greater love to him for what he did for me. And you know, you think about this, and you know, you could get mad. Now, I want you to think about this. We're probably, some of the people have done this probably. You know, you can get mad, sock a guy in the jaw, pow. I'm not talking about sock, I'm talking about sock 'em, rock 'em, robot, you know. Knock your jaw off and say things like this, you know. You know, you're going to say something to them, you're going to bop them, and then you're going to say something you shouldn't say. Now, I know nobody in here has ever done that. But you understand that you do those things, and you know, then you can go to them, that person that you knocked his jaw off, and you know, and you say, oh, brother, I am sorry. I just forgive me. I shouldn't have done that, and I shouldn't have said all of what I said, and all of that kind of stuff. And you know, when you ask the Lord to forgive you according to 1 John 1:9, let's go to that one. Well, we won't go to it, but everybody knows it. It would be just as though you had never happened in the sight of God, right? That was forgiveness right there, was forgiven, right? Because you asked God to forgive you. But praise the Lord. You see what it says. But if we confess our sins to him, he will faithful and just forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. Now, I know ain't nobody in here got any wickedness. But you know how we have to look at that sin as the one I described by pow, is a one-time act. You understand what I'm saying? Unforgiveness is not a one-time act. It's a continuing sin. Because before you know it, somebody else done got under your skin. You see what I'm saying? Now, you don't go pop them in the jaw again, and then you want to say, oh, forgive me, Lord, and all that. But what I'm saying is we need to have unforgiveness taken out and be forgiving, have a forgiving heart. And you know, say that you have unforgiveness in your heart against someone. Now, I want you to kind of think about this. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, and then all of a sudden you're trying to be forgiven for something that is continuing in sin. Okay? Now you got me where I'm going. Now you're trying to get the Lord to forgive you. You heard that? You're trying to get the Lord to forgive you. And you know, for what you've been doing and what you've done and all that, not just for what you have just done, but what you've done. That unforgiveness will be a continuing act of sin until the day you die. It's continuing. Unforgiveness is continuing, right? You forgive, and then all of a sudden, It starts again. Somebody else got to, you know, drive down Reed Street. Praise the Lord. But, you know, unless you forgive, God will not forgive you. Think about it. If you don't forgive, God ain't going to forgive you. We read that earlier, right? Jesus said God will turn you over to what? The tormentors. That's Satan. And, you know, and that's when we come back to that scripture again where we talked about coming to your senses. How many times you do something, then all of a sudden it comes to you and you say, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. Or I shouldn't have said that. But I love what the scripture says. Then they will come to their senses. Or you can change it. I will come to my senses. You know, it's like a bad dream. You wake up and it's gone. You come to your senses and you get back into the good graces of God. You move away from the devil holding you back. Because what? He's happy. He's sitting there just cheering it on. Because you've been doing whatever the devil tells you to do. Why is that? Well, you still ain't got all that out of you yet. You know, you still go, you go back for a spiritual x-ray and it's still there. It's still a part there. You got to clean that up. Who's going to clean it up? You. Or mine. I have to clean my own up. You got to clean yours up. Just whatever it is. And then you go back, you ask the Lord to forgive you and Lord do this. And you know, and I know that the Lord, the first thing the Lord wants us to do, how are you going to forgive somebody if you don't love yourself? If you can't forgive yourself for what you did? I mean, it's constantly, I mean, it's God, as I said before, God keeps bringing things up. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. That was back in 1968. Whoa, how did God remember those things? I mean, I thought that was gone. But he'll bring it up and I'll say, oh, yeah, God forgive me. Forgive me for what, you know, that took place and all that, because I can't go to them, but I can, you know, just ask the Lord, you know, if they passed away or whatever, Lord, forgive me. You know, and what can I do? Whatever, you know, I've even got down before and wrote a letter and just didn't, that was it. Just asked that person to forgive me. And I knew they couldn't hear me because, I mean, I couldn't mail it. Why? Because they had passed away. Which is something that I had to do because I believe that's got what God wanted me to do, because I want to make sure that I can stay. When I go for my next spiritual x-ray, that he's going to see it, whatever that was is gone. But you know what? The next time I go there, it may be another somewhere else that I need to forgive somebody else. I may go do this. I mean, you ever gone to the doctor x-ray and you go to the doctor and they do an x-ray and they'll check you arm, if it's been broke or whatever, they check it out and they put a cast on it or wrap it up and they'll tell you to come back and you do another one. Yeah, I mean, I've gone through different types, hand or whatever, and they keep checking it. And they say, well, it's all clear. Everything's good. You're ready to go. So what I'm saying is we need to continuously getting in God's Word, hearing the Word, so that when we do that, we can go for our spiritual x-ray and God looks at us and says, you're clean. Everything's good for now. What do you mean by that, for now? I can guarantee you somebody's going to get under your skin. You go to the restaurant and it ain't open yet. You go to the restaurant and it's full in there. You go somewhere else and you say, I don't know about this. How am I going to do what I got to do? I'm late. I got to hurry. They need to open up this place so I can do what I got to do. Well, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. You're going to have to go back for that spiritual x-ray and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. That business right there, they don't open till 11. Here I am there at 10:45. You see what I'm saying? It's so easy as we human beings that we can start complaining and start having unforgiveness in our hearts because of something going on. You know, like I said, when I was living over in Lafayette Parish, just go down Johnson Street. Go down Ambassador Caffrey. Especially at Christmas time. You know, I mean, thank God I've cleaned that up a lot. I just don't go back. so I don't have to have all, Lord, forgive me for talking about these fools on this road. These fools don't know how to drive. The Lord said, that's my people. Well, you're a fool. No. Praise God. You know, don't Christians try to get around some kind of way? They try to figure it out. Say, well, if that's your fool, God, you're fools. God, they're children. You need to do something with your children. Yeah, God said, forgive them. Forgive them. And, you know, and that's tough. You know it's tough. I'm not the only one that goes, okay, it's tough to put up with people. People. I've heard people say, I'll never work in a store where I got to meet people. Well, how you going to make any money? People got to come in and buy. But you understand, it just their attitude, they just can't handle people. But guess what? You got to handle people. You're practicing now for when you get to heaven. You see what I'm saying? You're going to be rejoicing before the Lord here, and you can go to heaven and you can rejoice up there. So you may be rejoicing next to the one that gave you all the medical problems. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to forgive them. Let's put it this way. You don't have to forgive them. But what does God tell you? God said in His Word that He'll turn you over to the tormentors. I'll just see. Do I want to be turned over to the devil, or do I want to please my God? I want to please my God. I mean, you say it enough, but the devil's going to try to attack you when you walk out those doors. Oh no! Praise the Lord! I am doing what Your Word tells me to do. Because why? When they come to their senses, boom. We got to be on alert at all times. Come to our senses and escape from the devil's trap. All it is a trap. Praise the Lord. You ever had a sink trap stopped up on you? What happened? All that goop backs up. And think about that in you. All that trash that's in there that needs to be gone, it backs up. Drain all that thing out of here. Praise the Lord. With the Word of God. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this today? Yeah.